Thank you, Mr. President, Mr. Chair, for giving us the opportunity to speak. Briefly, a few points. My delegation agrees with the distinguished representative of India that indeed the word all in paragraph 54 is quite a bit vague. And as the delegate from the United States mentioned, the removal of the word credible here changes sort of the meaning or the intention of this paragraph, and it is important that we either put that word back or indeed replace it with something that gives it the same meaning as the colleague from the US mentioned. In response to our Chinese colleague's statement regarding also having paragraph 54 encompass development and stockpiling, etc., maybe my thinking about this is that this para pertains specifically to Article 7, which is about assistance in response to use. So the inclusion of sort of the other activities which are prohibited indeed under this convention, which I agree with, might not be appropriate place for this language. As regards paragraph 47 bis, my delegation also agrees that the language requires work to ensure that it is appropriate for inclusion in this document. And as we have stated before, we can see potential utility for such units as long as they remain under states' national capacities. So again, we are willing to work on this, but this language requires some more attention before it is appropriate. And finally, in regards to paragraph 35 bis, the Netherlands is a strong supporter of establishing voluntary, and voluntary is important here, voluntary guidelines for requesting assistance. And the operationalization of Article 7 is key to ensuring prompt and effective responses to BWUs. And this operationalization through means of voluntary guidelines is a very important step in that regard. Thank you, Mr. President.